There was another court case decided today dealing with life, death, and medicine. The highest court in Massachusetts ruled that the state can allow a badly beaten 11-year-old girl to be removed from life support. Haley Putra has been in a hospital since last summer when she was allegedly beaten by her adoptive mother and stepfather. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The decision by the state Supreme Judicial Court means that Haley Putra will be allowed to die. The State Department of Social Services, which has custody of the child, wants to remove her ventilator, consistent with the recommendations of her doctors, who say she will never regain consciousness. 11-year-old Haley Putra was allegedly hit, kicked, pushed downstairs, and beaten in the head with a baseball bat last September. Her adoptive mother, who was also her aunt, was charged in the beating and then 2 weeks later died in an apparent murder-suicide. Her stepfather, Jason Strickland, was also charged in the beating and could face murder charges when Haley Putra dies. Strickland went to court to keep the girl alive. His lawyers, who did not return NPR's calls today, argued that Strickland was the de facto parent and that there should be someone who will argue for life. But the state said this is not about the right to life, but about how a person is allowed to die. In court, Haley Putra's attorney, Lisa Kling, argued that Jason Strickland, the alleged abuser, could not represent the little girl's best interest.
This particular individual, at the very least, failed to protect her, and at the very most, he's responsible for. How can it be in her best interest for this individual to be involved in the medical decision-making of this child?
The court agreed, saying there was no evidence that Strickland's participation in Haley Putra's life was of a loving and nurturing nature. To recognize the petitioner as a de facto parent, said the court, is unthinkable. The ruling means the state now has legal authority to end the final chapter of a little girl's life. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.